As we look into many developments in our country, one has to ponder and wonder about the lives of ordinary South Africans. The reason I say this is that Minister of Social Development, Lindiwe Zulu, has confirmed that government is in talks with stakeholders to replace the South African Social Security Agency, SASSA cards, compromised in a security breach that was first reported that was back in 2019. Hannes van der Merwe, who is the Postbank's acting CEO, joins you now to give you an update on the process replacing the SASSA cards where it currently stands. Hannes, a very good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Good morning, Abugile, and good morning to all the listeners.
Hannes, maybe just quickly, a quick brief summary of where we are and what had transpired. What was the breach and how many cardholders were affected by the data breach?
Okay, I think it is important that before I get to the breach and all those nasty stuff, perhaps I can just confirm unequivocally that the reports that was in the media about beneficiaries' personal data breach and all these things was possibly misunderstood or misquoted or something, but it's not correct. Not a single beneficiary or customer's personal information or data was compromised. In other words, that data did not find their hands into somebody who is not supposed to have it. So that unfortunately, fortunately, didn't happen. But unfortunately, that that reporting is misplaced. So what I perhaps if I can then start at the beginning.
Please.
But I think also very important to note that to date, not a single beneficiary that's got a legitimate card at the moment, even though the keys have been compromised, not a single beneficiary have been defrauded or have suffered any losses because of this, not SASSA or not any of the beneficiaries. So what happened is when Post Office and Postbank took over the contract or the payment of social grants in 2018, it was, of course, quite a rush. And soon after we've implemented, we noticed that the system that we have or the infrastructure that was hosted in Post Office's data center at 7 Church Street in Pretoria was not fully capacitated to handle the load. So there was then an emergency transfer of the system to a virtual environment of Telkom in Centurion. And during that process, the security or the issuer master keys, as it's known, that secure the pins of beneficiaries or any card, have been compromised. Now, what that means is it was unfortunately communicated in the clear, not in an encrypted format. Now, it happened in July 2018 already. It was only in 2019, December 2018, January 2019, that the banking industry brought to our attention that there were some cards that was behaving strangely. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
So the what then happens? We investigated and then we noticed that we discovered that these keys were compromised. Now, what then happened is somebody got hold of cards. Not cards issued to beneficiaries, but cards that were stolen at post offices through robberies or burglaries and the likes. And we suspected that they had capability of adapting these cards or some of the data on the cards. And then they started to use those cards that's not linked to a beneficiary. They started to use that illegally at point of sale, merchant point of sales, through the tap and go function.
Hannes, I must apologize if I am rushing you. I'm just running out of time. And I think we kind of have the gist now of what happened, right? Yep. The question is now, what is the plan now and what is the timeline?
All right. So the plan is, yes, we need to replace it. But you also remember that all these cards, your cards need to be replaced every 5 years. So we are busy with beefing up our infrastructure, getting our systems ready, because certainly we do not have a repeat of this. And then as we stand now, we probably will start in June, July this year. And I hope I'm not in conflict now with the Reserve Bank, who probably would have wanted us to have a much more aggressive timeline. But we hope to start in June, July this year with the cards, and then run a program that needs to be agreed with SASSA as well as the Reserve Bank, the National Payment System Department, and then run that for about 18 months to 2 years, so that we can flatten the curve and we don't have to replace these cards, you know, like the original migration in 6 months. Just madness.
Do you foresee any possibility where some of your members then could be affected by the migration or the introduction of the new cards?
No, I don't think so. You know, the replacement of a new card is a standard practice in the industry. Cards normally have a lifespan between 5 and 10 years, depending on the type of card, and then these cards need to be replaced. So it's not something that is new. It's not something that is out of the ordinary. The only issue for us is we need to replace it earlier so that we can, you know, get rid of those cards with the compromised keys. Okay. But for beneficiaries, there are absolutely no risk at this stage to them or their funds in the accounts. That is not at risk.
Hannes, listen, thank you so very much for joining us. I've unfortunately run out of time. Hannes van der Merwe, acting CEO at Postbank. And I do hope that clears up some of your concerns when it comes to this replacement of cards, when it comes to SASSA.